Okay, injuries from today, for today. Larry Asante, he was limited today. He'll be probable. TJ Carey was limited today. He's probable. Jonathan Dowling did not practice. He's out. Gabe Jackson was limited today. He's questionable. Brian Leonard was full today. He's probable. Latavius Murray did not practice today. He's out. Carlos Rogers did not practice. He's out. Nico Thorpe did not practice. He's out.
With the Murray thing, did he fail the last test or did he even take it?
Did not pass the last part of the test.
Was that today or?
I don't need to go into those details, but he's out.
Based on what you saw with Marcel Reese on that final drive last game, you see him having an increased role?
We'll see. I mean, he ran the ball well. He should get carries.
How are you going to decide how the carries go? Is it going to be flow or is it?
Yeah, flow. Some situational things maybe, but flow.
Last couple of seasons, the Rams front seven has been regarded one of the best in all of football. What other pieces do and who presents the biggest challenges for you?
Well, I would say they have several guys up front there that present great challenges. So, you know, I would think, I mean, again, you know, Quinn is an outstanding player. Donald's an outstanding player. Kendall Langford I had, very good player. I drafted him. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of good players in that front there, you know, and then you have the possibility, from what it sounds like, of getting Long back. Okay, we're preparing for that. So, I mean, you're talking about four first-round picks. So there's a lot of good players there in that group. And, you know, they're active, and then they fly around. Got a bunch of sacks, so we got a heck of a challenge ahead of us.
Latavius had been practicing.
Latavius was limited in practice. Yeah, he was not today. He did not practice today, but he was limited in practice for 2 days.
Did he suffer any kind of setback?
He did not pass the final part of the protocol.
Is there any chance that Rod Streeter's activated this weekend?
You know, we're going to take our time with that, kind of see where we are with it. But, you know, we'll discuss it when we get upstairs. You know, we watch them. Again, my feeling with that is not different than, you know, was with DJ when we took DJ off. You really just have to be, you know, you got to be completely sure that the guy is ready to go. And, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see how it happens. I mean, right now, I don't know whether or not Chris Long is playing, so they don't need to know whether or not Rod Streeter is playing.
Has he been primarily working with the scout team or on the
floor? He's been working a little bit of both.
Speaking of DJ Hayden, what have you seen from him since he was activated, and how's he come along?
He's been playing really well, I think. I mean, I think he's getting better and better. You know, I think one of the areas that he's getting better in is his fundamentals. You know, mentally, he did a really good job, I thought, when he came back of, you know, having a good grasp of what was going on, staying involved in the meetings. But again, you know, it was a fundamental thing. And every week, I think he learned something different, you know, out there, you know. And, you know, what I like is I've seen a great, you know, want to out there, ability to compete. You know, the guy's competing really hard out there. I've seen him play physical. You know, I've seen him start to challenge people. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be bumps in the road as we go along that DJ has to continue to learn from, and there's plenty of things that he needs to continue to learn right now as a young player. But when you have those qualities, they're good.
Do you anticipate him staying in the role that he's had with TJ out, meaning that he would start?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Who's going to return punts and kicks? Are you going to move Carey back in the punts and –
I mean, we'll see. I mean, we have TJ is available to us, okay, to return punts. Woodson's available to return punts. You know, we got guys, TJ's available to return kicks. We got, you know, some guys that are available to do those things. So, you know, I mean, the good news is he's available. So.
Just back to Murray for a second. Just he was limited the last couple of days and then didn't participate today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a specific protocol that you go through. Okay, you guys are beating the door on this. I get it. Okay, but I just told you he's out. Hey, he's not playing in the game. So, I mean, I'm being as honest as I can with you. Okay, there's a specific protocol, and along the lines of the protocol, okay, there is an amount that they can do. Okay, he has taken that amount. All right, but in the final process, the final step of the process, well, that didn't work. So, you know. At that point, you know, you got to, you know, A, abide by the rule. B, okay, you got to make the decision as the coach, too.
Last several weeks, your run defense has been much better than it was early in the season. You know, with the Rams quarterback situation, do you see them leaning on the run? How do you see that matchup?
Well, I mean, I you know, just knowing those, you know, some of the coaches there and knowing what they've done right now, I mean, I would think that they would, you know, certainly try to run the football on us. You know, I think that that's something that they've, you know, they feel good about, you know, and people have consistently tried to do that to us, you know. But, you know, I would imagine there's going to be, you know, you got to be prepared for everything in this football game. I mean, we've already talked about the special teams, gadgets and tricks and all the things that they have there. I would think offensively, you know, I mean, this team hands the ball to the wide receiver more than any team in the National Football League. Okay, handoffs to the wide receiver, you know. So, you know, I mean, those things are going to happen during the course of the game. You'll get some gadgets that way too. So we got to be prepared for, you know, I mean, I know it's, this sounds like a silly answer, but you got to be prepared for everything that way. You know, I think, you know, will they try to throw the football on us? Sure, they're going to try to throw the football on us. But I imagine they try to establish the run first. You know, they have the ball. They possess the ball for about 31 minutes a game. So, you know, I would think that that's, you know, along the lines of what they're trying to do.
Thank you.